picked the subject today because this sort of hits home with Monica and I. We've got family issues. Any of you ever had family issues? Yeah, don't we all? Don't we all? But know what it's like if we didn't have family issues.
57.
But you know as well as I do that as parents, when your kids are hurting and suffering, well, you would give anything to take it off them and put it on you. That's what you do as a parent. Last summer, Matthew had very serious surgery. Monica and Stephanie went and spent a week with him as he went to have his surgery. Okay, he's on the other side of it, lost 110 pounds, looks great. We're going to get Stephanie on the other side of this, folks. But it really is some tough days. And it's tough on Monica and I, because we're there with her through every step of the way, and it's tough. But she's a strong girl, and she's going to get through it, and we'll see that she gets through it. But today, I thought what more appropriate. If you got the book, you know there's a chapter in here called Family Troubles, Family Problems, Family Issues. You ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
Here we go. God's Survival Guide, Dealing with Family Troubles. And I promise you, if you're the only one in your family, you got trouble. But if you just got a spouse, you got trouble. If you got kids, you got real trouble. And if you got kids and parents both, then only pray for you. Because any type of relationship that you have, there's going to be trouble from time to time. What we have to understand is how do we react? What do we do? How do we handle it? And there is a biblical way to handle it. You ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
Family problems. If you have your books, page 109. I still make cough on occasion, so give me grace for that. A loving family is a treasure from God. If you happen to be a member of a close-knit, supportive clan, offer a world of thanks to your Creator. He has blessed you with one of His most precious earthly possessions.
Amen.
No matter how disappointed, how angry, how frustrated you may get with somebody in your family, you still have to come to this realization. They are a gift from God. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to be happy all the time with this gift. If you ever received a gift from time to time you weren't happy with, you had to take it back, well, you can't take your kids back. You can't go in and exchange them for another size. You can't go in and exchange your spouse for another size or your parents for another size. What you have to do is learn to understand. We're all learning God's grace. There's nobody here perfect. We understand each other? Nobody here perfect. Let's deal with it. Let's see where God takes us. Your obligation in response to God's gift is to treat your family in ways that are consistent with His commandments. No family is perfect, and neither, of course, is yours. When a problem occurs, and they will, and they will, and they will. Everybody with me? From time to time, here's a few things to remember. This is good stuff. Are you ready? Say amen. Number one, put God first in every aspect of your life. I don't care how bad it is, I don't care how good it is, I don't care if you're on the mountain one day, and in the valley of the next, put God first. The writer says, and while you're at it, put Him first in every aspect of your family's life. We need families that need to learn somehow or another to respect each other. And let me tell you something, this is hard to do. especially if you're under the same roof. Day in, day out, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, we see these people. They can get on your nerves. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And you know the old saying, because this is true. I can take my kids out, but nobody else better not touch them. Alright? Understand that? That's how it goes. We do have a responsibility when you have a family. And family is not only kids, it's husband and wife. It's dealing with your parents. It's dealing with your brothers and your sisters. I'm an only child. You can't tell it, but I am. I was an only child. Raised by two of the meanest parents that's ever been on this planet. Still don't mean it wasn't mean. I was spoiled a little bit. But I had two sister-in-laws, two brother-in-laws, and I love them just like sisters and brothers. But let me tell you something. It's not easy. It's not easy to deal with relations. I don't care what you say. It's not. Because nobody here is perfect. Right? That means you make mistakes. You open up your mouth. You do things you're not supposed to do. You get angry. This is what life's all about. But understand one thing. No matter how aggravated you may get, according to God's word, your family is still a gift. Number two. Oh, listen to this. Choose your words carefully. Because I promise you, no one's going to forget what you said. God may forgive you, but that's all. Ain't no wife going to forgive you. Ain't no husband going to forgive you. Ain't no parent going to forgive you. Ain't no brother or sister going to forgive you sometimes. Choose. If you got to try to make a point, let God live through you. It's not so much what you say, it's how you say it. Have you learned that? Because Satan loves to get control of your mouth. And when Satan gets control of your mouth, he gets control of your family. That's good stuff there to the Lord. Here's another good one. Know what to overlook. I say all the time, you hear me say this, pick your battles. Yes. Don't go to war over the fact that they may have put on something that you don't like. Now I realize that there are things that are important. And there are things worth going to war over. But not every day. You don't need war every day. There is a line to draw in the sand, and the Bible tells us where that line should be. We should respect each other. But folks, it ain't going to be paradise every day. Let's exercise some patience. Let's understand, before you rip somebody apart, God calls them a gift. You may call them a holy terror. I don't know what you would call them. God calls them a gift. Now, number four, listen here. You may agree or disagree with this, but I think this is a wonderful writer here. I think he hits on something. When your kids are in trouble, sometimes you need to stay out. You have to understand, and the sooner they learn this, the better off. There is a price to pay.
Yes.
We want to go and rescue. We want to get them out of it. And I understand that. I'm a parent. I do not want my children to suffer, even if they suffer because of their own stupidity. But there comes a time that there is a payday for sin.
Yes.
the world if you could take back yesterday, or last week, or last year. But understand this, when they get a certain age, I don't know what that age is. I say all the time that once you're a parent until you die. But folks, there comes a time when your child may be your child, but you've got to be treated like an adult. And when you make a mistake, sometimes you have to pay. And that's a tough pill to swallow. You hear me? That really is a tough pill to swallow. But sometimes, folks, it's been proven over and over and over and over that sometimes through punishment comes grace. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Last two. Don't be embarrassed to seek help. This is big. Sometimes it's over your head. You understand that? Sometimes you don't have the capability to deal with what sometimes your child or your spouse or your parents are dealing with. Don't be afraid to seek out godly advice. And there's a lot of people that have sought out Monica and I's advice over the years. I'm not one to get in your business. Because there's been a lot of times I've been told it's not my business. And I learned that years ago. I may love you, you may be my responsibility on some level, but you are due to your privacy. But when you come to me and you let me know what's going on, if you seek my advice, I'm going to give it. You may not like it, but I'm going to give it. There's doctors, psychiatrists, pastors, friends, all kinds of people that you can seek advice from. But let me tell you this, listen to me closely. When you go to seek advice, you make sure it's somebody you respect. You make sure it's somebody that you will hear it from. Because let me tell you something, when you ask for it, you may hear something you don't want to hear. Are you with me? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Last thing, maybe the biggest of all. Do not give up. As long as whoever the person is that you have a problem with has a breath, they have a chance to change. I don't care if that's your spouse, your child, your brother, your sister, your parents, your friends, whoever it is. You may not like what they do, you may not respect what they do, and you may not necessarily enjoy hanging out with them, but do not give up. You, no matter how tough it is, no matter how bad you've been, don't you ever stop praying for whomever it is that you love. No matter what they've done, no matter where it is, no matter how bad the punishment, no matter what it is, do not ever give up. Let me tell you something. If God's not going to give up on me, don't give up on me either.
Amen.
That's good stuff. You understand that? Let me tell you something. We've got a church full of imperfect people. You understand that? But there are some people's lives in here that's been changed. And you know why? Oh, it's because of God. It's because of Jesus. But it's because people did not stop praying for
them. Amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, some scripture. Joshua 24. 24:15. This is hanging in three places in my house. If it seems evil unto you to serve God, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, if you're going to live under my roof, it's in my house. If you're a child of mine, you're under my roof, it's my house. If you're married to me, it's our house. But underneath our house, my house, we will serve God. And if you don't like it, you don't agree with it, then don't let the door hit you as you go out.
Amen.
All right, one more preaching scripture, Brother Larry. Now, this is tough, but listen to it. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor means just yak, and railing, yak, be put away from you with all malice. In other words, if you don't have something good to say, then shut your mouth.
Amen.
How's that for putting it right? Okay? And be ye kind one to another. Is that easy? No. Well, I didn't say it was. But be ye kind one to another. Tenderhearted, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave you. The only way to begin healing is forgiveness. And until we can master the art of forgiveness, you will never be healed. That's a God's honest truth, if I've ever told you. I want to tell you this. When someone's hurt you, when someone's really done something to you, I told the Sunday school class today, I've been in physical pain before and I've been in emotional pain before. Give me physical pain any day of the week. But when my heart's hurting, when my brain is hurting, it's horrible. But understand this. When Jesus went to that cross for me, it wasn't the nails in that cross that caused him pain. It was the sin in my life. Ain't nobody here perfect. I understand we're all under God's amazing grace. Let's act like it. Let's come together. Let's treat each other with respect. Nobody perfect. Let's understand we're family. We're family. We're family. We thank you. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, every one of us here is a part of a family on some level. Father, it's not easy. It's not easy when there's pain involved. It's not easy when life gets hard. But Father, that's when God's people turn to you. You find a way to give us grace when we need it the most. You find a way to find forgiveness in us when we can't find it in ourselves. Father, you find a way to show us mercy when we don't deserve it. Father, may you truly, truly be with our church and be with every family here today. May we understand Satan wants to divide us, but only you pull us together. May we flee Satan and come to you. one here today that's lost. If there'd be one here today that has never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, may that come. I pray right now that this be the day. No one's promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. It's today. Just come and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved, or I'm lost. I don't care what terminology you use. I know what you're talking about. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. And your life from this day forth can change for eternity. But it's your choice. Your choice. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar for whatever reason. This invitation is for everyone. Father, bless these moments. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?